Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE kinda goes unscripted.
CM Punk takes a shot at AEW.
Four more legends have been confirmed for WrestleMania.
And WWE has adopted a new workplace relationship policy. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Okay, let's kick this one off by talking about the same thing that you guys spoke about yesterday. That CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins promo, I loved it, I adored it. It was the most beautiful, chaotic mess of a thing ever. It was, I could not enjoy that more.
No.
Let me express that in the strongest possible terms. There's a report here from Fightful Select. Yeah, it was not very heavily scripted at all.
No.
This thing. So the report here, basically the gist of this is that if you watched this and you thought it had a loose feeling, if you thought it felt a little bit different to the usual, like, rigidly structured and scripted promo that we've come to expect from WWE, for better or worse, depending on your opinions, wasn't the case here. They didn't just sit down and go word for word, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. They were given more of a general outline and they were told, hey, just follow this roughly and do your thing. You got a bit of freedom with this one. That explains the whole feel of the thing. That explains why it felt rather off the cuff.
Yeah.
A little bit messy at times, but in a really good way.
Some might even say unhinged.
Hey, there you go. That's always a great word. But yeah, man, like, you know, people in WWE, another note here, people in WWE weren't anticipating CM Punk cursing, which, I mean, popped me.
Yeah.
It's really funny, like, how wrestling, like, all of us as wrestling fans, right? I probably swear, like, I don't know, like, 50 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've got a really loose mouth when it comes to, you know, not controlling, not saying things are effing or whatever, you know? But a wrestler does it once on a TV show a month, and I'm like, whoa!
What's the reaction in the arena whilst The Rock was bloodying up Cody Rhodes when he said, "You don't." This is what happens when you F with the final boss. People are like, well, that's a bit far.
Yeah.
Like,
come on, bruv.
That's like shaving his head in.
Another great angle on Raw as well, The Rock and Cody. Oh, it was a really good show. Really good show. So Fightful haven't heard of any backstage issues relating to the promo, which is good. I saw Ibu tweeting there could be a backstage fight going on right now, which is really funny, and unfortunately caught him a lot of flack from silly people.
Turn it in, guys.
Enjoy the joke. But yeah, like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Total sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope it's a sign of things to come from WWE. You know, people were loving what they saw on Monday Night Raw. Very un-WWE episode, if we're honest, of Monday Night Raw.
Kicked ass.
So good.
Kicked ass.
And it's understandable with the three people you've got there, Punk, Rollins, and McIntyre. They are experienced professionals. I don't anticipate that they're going to, that they're going to say next week, right, everyone in NXT, here's a vague outline of what you're going to say. They're still going to stick to their formula for the most part. But yeah, if you've got Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns going back and forth on the road to WrestleMania, yeah, you can probably trust them to just say, can you hit this point, and this point, and beyond that, just put it in your own words.
You want to know what I think, Adam?
Oh, what's that?
Nope, you're supposed to say nope. Come on!
I've just missed the eel, I forgot about
he
him.
He just popped out, he's showing up in New Japan soon.
Is he going to WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Has he got his Esther?
I haven't checked his Esther status. I'm not sure with his record, I'm not sure he's been granted one.
But yeah, I hope this is a sign of things to come for WWE.
Yeah, I totally agree. I agree with everything you said. I think the promos come across a lot more human when they are like a bullet point thing. Go, hit these points, and then move on rather than say this word for word. Feels more natural, feels more from the heart. It's what I like to see. Maybe it's what you like to see too.
Before we go any further though, it is just a week or so away from WrestleMania, and never mind all that crap. It is also not very long until It's Always Sunny at What Culture, and we've been telling you about this obviously for weeks, if not months now, but it's very urgent that you get your tickets right now because they're basically almost sold out. WhatCulture.com/tickets for our live show that goes down on day two of WrestleMania, midday on day two, so you have plenty of time to get over night two of WrestleMania. We're all going as well. It goes down at Underground Arts in Philadelphia. All the gang's going to be there. We're going to have a quiz. We're going to have a live why. We're going to have all the good stuff that you'd expect from What Culture. At WhatCulture.com/tickets, VIP sold out ages ago. General admission still is available though, and if you're worried about trying to get a photo or chat to us, we'll be knocking around for ages, so don't worry about that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Last few tickets remaining. If you're thinking about coming, don't drag your heels anymore. Jump in.
Yes,
it'll be a
indeed.
Great time.
Right, should we talk a little bit more about CM Punk?
Sure!
Because obviously, I kept saying it was in Chicago, wasn't it? It wasn't technically in Chicago.
Rosemont, so I guess it's like Chicago adjacent.
I suppose the people from there will be rather ill-annoyed. That's how I've been making that mistake.
You're making a lot of Illinois about this.
Right.
Hey, Sufjan Stevens.
It was WWE's best attended Raw since the Raw after WrestleMania back in 2019, which we attended, of course.
We did.
Over 15,000 fans, which really helped. I thought the reactions like Ricochet, for example, was just massively magnetised and improved by that. And CM Punk was very happy about this. He hit Instagram to celebrate. And couldn't help himself, basically.
Get the picture on the screen.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Thank you. I'll just read it out and you can see it. All 85K turnstile count from Chicago delegation of you that came to the show last night. We set records, he writes. Gates in just merch, swears. Amount of time it took to leave the parking lot. You're still reading. Ketchup on hot dogs. One, according to Chicago delegation, brackets, Indy Hartwell.
Ooh.
He can't help himself, can he? Obviously, alluding to All In. And
yeah, it's. I mean, like, some people will say, oh, no, he just posted the thing. It's definitely a shot. It's 100% a shot.
Yep.
85K, talking about the local delegation after that Brent Council.
Yes.
Obviously, the talking point with All In regarding the attendance is that I think Brandon Thurston reported through an FOI, Freedom of Information, that there was like 72 or 73,000 people actually in the building for Wembley, which would mean it isn't the biggest wrestling show of all time in terms of people there. But then somebody, I can't remember who, terribly sorry, pipe in if you know who it was so we can credit them, actually contacted the local council, Brent Council, who said, according to our turnstile count, there was 85,000 there. So, like, there's a bit of dispute, bit of discussion. It became a bit of a turf war for a while.
My theory is it was just one person who kept jumping over the barrier and walking back through the turnstile.
It was Tony Khan,
yeah.
I heard.
It's actually only 10,000 people there, and one bloke just doing that.
Over and over, all night long.
A load of strategically placed mirrors.
Yeah. No interest in the wrestling whatsoever.
It's an awesome attended wrestling show, regardless of whether it's 70 or 85, who cares?
Exactly. And look, I love stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
I love little nibbles, little shots. Like, no harm is coming of this whatsoever.
No
harm at all. It's a sh-talker's business.
Yes.
Let the sh-talkers talk is what I say.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want it to be some boring, like watching Match of the Day, you know, when they go to the football player who scored a hat-trick and put in the performance of the lifetime. What do you think? Oh, yeah, you know, the whole team played well. I'm pleased for the lads. They keep it really safe. They keep it really boring. Why would you want that from wrestling? This is the outlaw, rogue, stupid sport where everyone is completely insane. Keep it that way.
Keep piping in and roasting Bully Ray on social media.
I did not, but that sounds right up my street.
Awesome.
Let's go.
I'll show you that when we finish
here. As soon as we get off, if I'm not coughing.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it is what it is, and WWE is selling out arenas left, right, and centre. I think it's like 11 consecutive sellouts or something.
Yeah.
There, which is it's great. It's just great as a wrestling fan that the business is doing well. So just enjoy it regardless of where your tribalism is.
Yeah.
And you can like both shows, Guy. You can like two wrestling shows exactly.
Who is it? Was it you that made my all-time favourite joke the other time when it was like, you can like both forms of transport, guys, buses and trains. Sensation.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, do you want to talk about some legends who've been confirmed for WrestleMania?
Yes, please.
And when we say confirmed, this means attendance. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be on camera. But I think one...
I'll book them as we go through.
All right. I think the last one is the most exciting from a storyline standpoint.
I haven't seen this one, actually. I read it. I forgot to read it before we came in.
So here we go. First one is Alundra Blaze Medusa.
Oh, okay.
So what's her angle for the night?
She's going to cost Bayley. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
She's going to put the Bayley buddies in a bin.
I mean, it follows the line of behaviour. What if she came out and, like Teddy Long style, did a bit of on-the-fly booking?
Yeah.
And turned one of the women's title matches into a belt-in-the-bin match, where to win, you have to put the belt in the bin.
Nikki Cross is buggered then, if that's the case.
She's got no chance.
Love Alundra Blaze. I'm glad she... I hope we get into chat to her over the WrestleMania weekend.
She's fun whenever she's on camera. There was one appearance, I can't remember what show it was, where the 24/7 title was around, where I think she might have been enjoying a little bit of the bubbly before the show.
Fair.
And she was all over the place.
Good for her.
Awesome. Good to see. I like to see people cutting loose and just having fun. Apologies if that was just wrong. It might be completely wrong. I don't know. Jerry the King Waller.
Do some commentary, I suppose. Punk's doing it. Let anyone have a go.
Makes sense. Let anyone have a go. Yeah, guy who was the commentator for the most famous era ever. All right, fair enough. I mean, they're going to bring back.
I was just always assuming that Jerry's going to be there. I assume he's going to be on some panel before the show, for example.
Yeah.
You've got 2 hours to kill with that DJ normally, so.
Oh, Nick Khan's nephew, isn't it? Yeah, I love that. Jobs for the boys.
Yeah.
Let's go. Cowboy Bob Orton.
Okay.
Cass, he's going to be wearing a cast.
He can dress in as a giant prime bottle for the match with Logan Paul.
Again, that would suit him to a tee. Put a little cowboy hat on top.
He loved getting proper involved in that Taker story. Do you remember when he was like, blah, 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 and he had blood running down his face? Randy was like, and it's like, oh, it just looks normal.
Pardon me, what did he do? someone clip that slowly. And the final one.
Go on.
The Ass Master General himself.
Please.
Rikishi.
Oh my God.
What's he up to, brother?
Well, I mean, obviously, Bloodline and Jason stuff would be awesome, but I would like him to get involved with Rhea Ripley's ever-popular stink face. Maybe really show her how it's done.
Give her a lesson. Sure, the wound.
I'm not sure if you've been away for a few days. I'm not sure if you've seen quite how the internet has reacted to that.
Well, believe it or not, even though I've been away for a few days, I have been controlling things from the shadows. That was going to be our Monday news video, but I didn't trust the internet to handle it.
Yeah, the right call.
So, hey, but Luke. People are having fun. You see the Shayna Baszler one?
I did see the Shayna Baszler one.
Extremely funny.
She also, did you see Rhea's going to be on, or has been on? She has been on, but I don't know if it's gone out yet. Impulsive, talking about a load of stuff. And he asked her, like, what the most painful tattoo was. And, well, that's going to be a story for another day.
Yeah. But there you go. I think the most fun of those is Rikishi.
Yeah.
Because I've wanted to see him on camera for the Bloodline stuff for ages.
I'd love Keish to be like, you know, let's say, because in my head, Jimmy and Jay take each other out if you're doing Bloodline Rules on night two, for example. But I would love Jimmy surprisingly to take out Jay, or Solo and Jimmy to take out Jay. And Jimmy to be like, right, I'm going to kill Cody Rhodes. And Rikishi to be like, what the hell are you doing?
You know what would be good? If he ran over Cody Rhodes.
And
he did it for The Rock!
And of course, with Rikishi being there, we are one step away from Scotty Too Hotty being there.
Boom,
there you go. That is who should cost Cody Rhodes and make sure he doesn't finish the story.
Works for you.
It's a chicken last year, it's a worm this year, baby.
A rubber worm. Yeah. Oh! Well, you know what's a rubber worm?
Go on.
This guy.
Yeah. The eel who's coming with us to America.
That eel.
But he's going first class.
Piece of shit.
Right, let's move on and talk about a new workplace relationship policy that WWE have put in place. Some excellent reporting here from Post Wrestling, John Pollock and Brandon Thurston teaming up on this one. WWE apparently established a policy on sexual or romantic relationships in the workplace in June of last year. They were adopted following the alleged sexual misconduct of former chairman and CEO Vince McMahon, of course. Post Wrestling and WrestleNomics, as I said, Thurston and Pollock teaming up on this one. Obtain the three-page policy, and it reads, an employee shall not exercise responsibility, instructional, evaluative, or supervisory for any affiliated individual with whom the employee or has had or has a consensual relationship. WWE strongly discourages consensual relationships involving any WWE board member or executive team member, such as the CEO, President, CFO, CCO, CLO, CHRO, Chief Human Resources Officer. And it's, I mean, very understandable why they would instigate something
like
this.
Yeah, definitely. Not going to say a great deal or editorialise any of this,
nope.
But there hasn't been a great deal of transparency from wrestling promotions when it comes to safeguarding measures and other protections implemented in the wake of the controversies of the past few years. So it's good to see Pollock and Thurston, even though I've just done the Muppets thing. They're great reporters.
Fantastic,
and it's
yeah.
good to see them doing the work and unearthing things like this.
Yes, one of those better late than never policies, I suppose. And
sure.
Just hopefully it'll improve things for the better within WWE.
Hope it helps people,
yeah.
genuinely.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE on X, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Alabama Slim starts off. Thank you, as always, for sending your questions. On Raw this Monday, while The Rock was beating up Cody, I add in the rain because it was one of my favourite aspects of that. It just makes everything better, doesn't
it?
There was a good portion that featured John Cena on the side of a truck. Do you think this was a coincidence or planting seeds for Mania? Of course, he was flanked by Stephen Stone Cold Austin, in the words of Ash Movement.
That's right. That's Big Stephen.
Shout out to Ash.
Yes, we actually have a second news video coming today.
What?
We will talk all about this. It's the lead story on that video. It'll be out at 5 p.m. UK time. How does time work at the moment? I think at the moment that's 1 p.m. in the US.
Are they 6 hours? Or now?
Four. It's four at the moment
four,
on the
okay.
East, I think. So, but yeah, later on, after the NXT ups and downs, we'll have a second video all about this. So I'm not going to go into it now.
Okay.
I'll save it for them.
I'm very excited to know your thoughts on that because I have a great deal to talk about that, but we'll save
Hell
it
yeah.
for the news video later on today. TG Carter says, with a lot of veterans coming back to NXT, who needs to replace them on the main stage? And how long do you think we're going to have to wait to see the Mad Dragon versus the Ring General as the battles they had for the NXT UK title were brutal?
Yeah, they should add, as soon as Dragunov gets on the main roster, they should find a way to make that match happen.
Which is, by my calculations, probably around the 7th of April, because it's on the 6th, he's dropping the world title to Tony D, baby!
Yeah. I guess.
They've got people queuing up to replace the big stars, or the established stars on the main roster, haven't they?
Yeah,
Melo's
yeah.
going up, I read yesterday,
yeah.
properly.
Trick is going to go up and resume the rivalry, apparently, with Melo. Although he's maybe a little bit further away, because
yeah.
he's not as far in his development, obviously.
We've seen what great stuff like Tiff can do, obviously. Mm-hmm. Roxanne Perez has done everything in NXT. She's more ready to go.
Yeah, this is it. Like, the top-level NXT wrestlers are really good and should probably be cycled out of there now.
Yeah.
Even people like Benjamin Carter, it's just great in the ring. Mm. Just, you know, throw him up. Benjamin Carter, Nathan Fraser! Sorry, I'm using his old name. But yeah, there's plenty of people you could look to bring up.
And Dijak has completely reinvented himself down there, and I think he's more than ready to go back on the main roster.
Yeah, I agree. I think his gimmick's a bit corny, but
yeah.
like, throw him up there.
Yeah.
Like, but that could just be down to NXT creative. Who knows?
Mm. And Bron Breakker, you can see the video package they gave him on SmackDown, is going to be a megastar. He already is.
Guy rules.
Oh, so
Shock
good.
Energy coming out of the eyeballs.
And a new guy from NXT should keep an eye on one. He's called Baron Corbin.
Heard about this Natalya, who showed up last
she
night.
Did.
Yeah.
kick Lola Vice's ass.
Up and coming star.
21 Bando gives us our final question of the day. Cheers for the question. Do you think Drew has all the power with both WWE and AEW at this point? WWE has to pay to keep him and give him the title with a Punk program, or AEW will have their new top guy, in my opinion. He'd be the biggest steal since Mox.
Ooh, interesting. I think that Drew McIntyre has already re-signed.
Yes.
I know that it has been reported to the contrary, and I'm not doubting the work of the reporters who put that.
Alex McCarthy was really good on this, yeah.
I believe so.
Shout out, Alex. Let's meet up for a beer over WrestleMania.
That'd be nice. But I think, like, maybe very recently he's re-signed. If he hasn't, then yeah, absolutely.
If he hasn't, another zero's just got on that contract after Monday.
Yeah, if he hasn't, he's done an incredible job of showing his value recently. He's been incredible.
Full disclosure, yeah, about a year ago, when people were like, Drew's probably got about a year or less than a year left on his contract, I was a bit like, well, it's been fun, but I think he needs to go to AEW, and I'm not that bothered, to be honest. And then, my God, he's just hit his stride. Turning heel has reinvigorated him to no end. Obviously, the Punk stuff has really helped as well. But I think even Punk aside, he's clearly a bit like Balor in the Judgment Day. He's clearly having some of the best time doing this. And I think, I think WWE probably, we're like, we'd quite like to keep you, but we'd probably have to pay you a decent whack of money. You're a former world champion. We're not too bothered. And then he did that, and we're like, we'll do whatever. Because if he hasn't re-signed, AEW should throw all the money at him, because I think you're right, it would be one of the biggest steals in terms of getting someone from someone else rather than just like a free agent like Monet, for example.
He'd be awesome. He'd be awesome in the AEW. He'd be awesome in New Japan. TNA, wherever he went, he would kill it. I love Drew. I've been a Drew truther from the moment he went back to the indies and started kicking ass after his first release.
He taught him how to work in WCPW. I remember that.
There you go. Taught him how to work with that great. I love that theme music, man.
F-U-C-K.
So Drew, good.
Yeah, really good stuff. Right, let us know your thoughts on everything we discussed in the comment section below. As Andy mentioned, join us for the after news a little bit later on today. In the interim, why not check out this video right here?
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.